Welcome to Faith on Fitness. My name is Faith Ritter, and I am the Communications Director here at Benefit Personal Training. Benefit is an in-home personal fitness training company dedicated to helping mature clients stay strong, fit, and healthy today and throughout their entire lives. And I am honored to be here tonight with Dr. William Johnson, who is a physician with a specialty in internal medicine. Welcome, Dr. Johnson. How are you tonight?
Thank you. Very, very glad to be here.
Yes, I'm thrilled to have you. So we're here talking about colon cancer, right? And it's doubtful that we would even be discussing this topic had it not been for the untimely death of the beloved Chadwick Boseman. And while his death was tragic and devastating and totally unexpected, I believe it's brought some much needed attention to a disease that has impacts on a yearly basis over 137,000 people. So I know you have a lot to say about this topic, so we're just going to jump right in. So Dr. Johnson, I'm just curious to know, since Chadwick's death, have you noticed an increase in the number of clients who have been inquiring about screening and prevention, or even have your colleagues been discussing this topic more since Chadwick's death?
I noticed that there was more conversation by patients, neighbors, and doctors.
Right. And what have been the concerns? Are they inquiring about screening? Like, what has been their major concern?
Some of the biggest concerns were about screening, because people didn't want to miss guidelines, and they realized that they could be, that you could be relatively young,
right,
and get sick as well.
Right, and that certainly was the case with Chadwick. So here's the challenge. Most people don't really think about colon cancer. It doesn't hit most people's radar screens until age 50, right? Because that's what we've been conditioned to do, you know, given the recommendations for when you're supposed to get that screening. So, but the reality is that Chadwick passed at age 43, but he was diagnosed at age 39, right? So the question is, how common is this? And should younger people, you know, be more concerned about their risk?
To my knowledge, it doesn't happen that commonly, but it can happen.
Right.
And it means people have to, in certain populations, people need to start looking earlier.
Okay. So on that note, I read that there has been an increase in colon cancer diagnosis among people below that age 50 recommended screening age. And as a result, the American Cancer Society recently updated their guidelines, and now they're recommending that people get their first screening at age 45. So while this is certainly a move in the right direction, do you think it goes far enough in terms of prevention?
I think that those guidelines are good. They're created based on population statistics. They're
right.
A good start, but actually the awareness needs to go further. It needs to go further.
Okay, and just elaborate more, Dr. Johnson. What do you mean?
Because there's certain people that, because of family history,
sure,
they may have other diseases that they can develop into cancers earlier. And in some cases, their family history of young people. So those people need to be aware and need to have a conversation with the docs.
Okay, gotcha. So that leads to the next question. So in terms of screening, there are two options from what I've been told. The mail-in home screening and then the full-fledged colonoscopy. So do you have a recommendation as to which one is ideal at certain junctures of time? Like, what are your recommendations in terms of the home-based screening versus the full-fledged colonoscopy that people try to avoid like the plague?
That's why I recommend that when people think about something, something's wrong, they need to have a conversation with the doc so that they can plan together the best way to start the screening and at what point.
So you've recommended both, depending on the patient and what you think is most appropriate.
Definitely, because it's difficult to tell exactly based on symptoms or based on history available. So you have to make sure that you pick the best approach based on that patient and the population
okay.
that you belong to.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect, perfect. Now, let's talk about causes. So from my research, it says that, you know, most people think it's a combination. It's not one variable over another. It's a combination of social factors, genetic factors, and environmental factors. So can you elaborate for us and explain how all these factors work together?
Well, I definitely think it is a combination of factors, or we might say the cause may be multifactorial.
Right.
Clearly, if you get one of those factors, it gives you a higher risk. If
mm-hmm.
you get two or three of those factors on the same individual, it could actually make a younger person be at moderate to high risk.
Okay, gotcha. So there's not one factor that is more at play than another. Certainly in Chadwick's case, it would seem that there was a genetic factor at play. Would you agree with that?
That is probably the case, but
right.
without knowing more about his history, it's very
mm-hmm.
difficult to make that assumption, but you have to think that would probably play a part, or maybe other family members may have had a history as well.
Okay, gotcha. So, Dr. Johnson, just allay some of our concerns. Speak to the men and women out there who they know what happened to Chadwick. Now it's on their radar screen, and now they're like, okay, I've been avoiding this topic for too long. I need to get serious about lowering my risk. What are the things that people can start doing today to lower their risk developing this disease?
People talk about in terms of watching the diet,
right.
Losing weight, but most importantly, if they see something, they need to say something to their doc.
Okay.
Yeah, that's one of the most important factors.
Now, what should they be looking for, Dr. John? What should they be looking for?
It can be so many things. It may be abdominal discomfort.
Okay.
They could have weight loss, blood in the stool. Those are some of the common things.
Okay, and if they notice anything like that, they should not try to diagnose it themselves. They should bring that to their doctor's attention.
As soon as possible, they need to tell their doc so they can have a discussion.
Okay, now you mentioned as soon as possible, which I think is important to discuss because this disease is highly preventable, correct? If the necessary precautions are taken and it's caught early, correct?
The earlier you catch it, the better, and it doesn't mm-hmm. wait for you. It doesn't wait for anybody.
Right. So what about the role of exercise? You know we are a personal fitness training company, Doc. So what about the role of weight management and exercise with respect to reducing the risk? Is there a connection there?
As you can imagine, there's much debate about exercise and diet, but
right.
A lot of sources seem to agree glucose can cause some vascular and inflammatory changes, so cut down the glucose in the diet,
right.
exercise to get the weight down so that you get a better effect of insulin in your body. All those things can contribute and decrease your risk.
Wonderful. Well, Dr. Johnson, you gave us a lot of information in a short period of time, so just recap for us the three or four things that you want our listeners to come away with today. If they remember nothing else, what are the top three or four things you want them to remember?
Most important thing is always pay attention to your body.
Okay.
Try to get your old history, get it together. Pick a medical home so that you have a physician you can talk with. Make a plan and stick to that plan.
Okay. Very good. Well, that's sound advice, Dr. Johnson. And anyone under the sound of our voice right now who has not had that conversation, today is the time to have it. Because with respect to colon cancer, often, you know, with respect to any form of cancer, but particularly colon cancer, time is of the essence, correct?
That's right. Time
is
of the essence. That cancer will not wait for you. It will not wait for you.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Johnson. I really appreciate you sharing your expertise with us and, again, bringing some added, really necessary attention to this topic that really does not get enough. So I really appreciate you, and I hope to have you back again.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Doctor. Have a great night. Bye-bye.